Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mikkel Knight. I am an educator, author, speaker, and passionate about healthy and balanced living. So for the last couple of weeks, we've talked about emotional balance, and then spiritual balance, and now we're at the physical balance. Why is physical balance so important? You might say, what a silly question. We all know the answers. Well, I have a few things to mention to this, and of course, I always love your feedback. But first of all, when we look at our total being, and it's a circle, and it's divided into four. We do have the emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental wellness in there. And every one of those four categories takes up a fourth of the entire circle. And if one is not balanced, what does it do to the other three? It gets imbalanced too. And that's how people get sick, are unhappy, go into depression, or whatever it might be. So we are talking today about physical balance. And I want to start with saying, look at an athlete. Look at somebody who goes on the high bars. Do you think they have to have balance? What would happen if they didn't have balance? Oh, yeah, that's right. They would actually fall down. They could get hurt very, very badly or even get killed, depending on what's happening. And I don't want to be dramatic here. I just really want to share from the bottom of my heart and create the awareness that it is so important that we are balanced physically also. I mentioned the athlete. Well, just look at a baby. Let's go to the other opposite end of it. A baby first learns to crawl, to lift up the head first, and then to crawl, and then to walk. And still, till they're about 2-3 years old or older, they still lose their balance quite quickly, and they fall down. What do? They get up and walk again. That's the way to learn. But now the people at the very other end of the spectrum, the elderly, they have trouble balancing when they walk because their bones are not as strong anymore. Their muscles are not as strong. They have atrophied, especially when they haven't taken care of themselves and did their daily exercise. And so on and so on. Now let's go back to the people in between, the ones who are relatively healthy and are not at the very beginning or at the very end of their life. So their physical balance is extremely important also. I can tell you a story. It's a true story. My husband asked me in September of 2009 if I would be okay to take my father-in-law in because the doctor said he didn't have that much longer to live. So after a long time of definitely praying about it and figuring things out and renovating the home, that's what my husband did. I didn't do the renovation, but he did, to the point where we had an electric chair for him to go from the bottom floor to the upper floor where we had our meals and to get a bathroom such that he could put him in with a wheelchair because my father-in-law was an amputee. So that made a big difference. So in November 11, 2009, on Veterans Day, we did take him in because the doctor said he had about 2 weeks to maximum 2 months to live. I said, well, yeah, I can do it. I'm balanced. I'm emotionally balanced. I'm spiritually balanced. I'm physically balanced. I'm strong. I was a fitness trainer. I did lots of preparing towards competitions. I said preparing torts. I never actually attended one. And so I thought I was strong and I was skilled because having been a nurse and a fitness trainer and a teacher, I thought I had all the skills that it took to be balanced also physically, so I could actually take care of this man who was about 5'10 or 5'11, a little bit over 200 pounds, and not totally awake because he was under so many meds. So because of that, he was kind of more like a vegetable rather than a person who is awake and can actually contribute. So during that time, my husband and I have learned a lot of things that are actually now to our benefit. First of all, we get our father, or my father-in-law, out of his vegetable state by reducing his meds with the doctor's knowledge. We always discussed it. Never do anything on that on your own. Always talk to the doctor about it. Then we interacted with father-in-law, with Junior, as he is actually a junior, and we called him that. We provided him with healthy nutrition, better hydration. Then after 5 months here, in April of 2010, my husband started swimming with him about 12 laps a day. And it was amazing. Junior started coming around. He started loving it. We went and got him a prosthetic because he was an amputee. His left leg was gone due to, gangrene from diabetes. The person who was with him and took care of him did not see that. No blame to that person. But point out, if we're not totally aware of what's going on, things do happen. So Junior did not like being in a convalescent home. He did not want to participate. They did not have the time that we had to take care of him. They did not feel they could stand up to him the way we did because we were family. So the whole situation was different, and Junior started totally deteriorating. Again, he came here. 5 months later, he started swimming. And within a few months, they were up to a mile a day. They, as my husband and my father-in-law. After a while, I went swimming with them because they were having so much fun. And Junior was so happy when he came home, and he started talking about the people he met and the people who talked to him and the people who wished him well and so on and so on. And he just turned into a totally different person. And just to prove to you how it was, I included the YouTube video that LA Fitness took of us, the three of us swimming in the pool, and a little interview. Very short, a minute and 54 seconds, but it can give everybody else hope who needs some inspiration on how to do things to stay physically active. Only passive physical therapy is better than nothing, but active physical therapy, and especially hydrotherapy, being in the pool and moving around, is so much easier on the joints. So enjoy that video, click on the link, and again, it's only a minute and 54 seconds, but it actually shows what we've done and what's been happening. Then another one that shows about physical balance is November 5th, I went to Curves that morning and took my balance class because I started realizing that for some odd reason, I started tipping over. No, I wasn't drunk. I do not get drunk. That's something that is totally out of my vocabulary. But somehow my joints started acting up a little bit. And anyway, I went up to Big Bear that day, enjoyed my drive after I had my balance class and loaded my car and went. And I wasn't up there more than 2 hours when it got dark, and my daughter asked me to walk her over to her side of my duplex. She lives in one unit, I live in the other, and to walk her over to turn on the lights that she forgot. And no problem whatsoever. I did it, turned around, and was on the ground. Long story short, a lot of injuries and stuff. However, if I would not have had my balance class that morning, it would have been much worse. I can only be thankful and count my blessings that I'm healing. I'm in the process of healing, and I'm doing so much better already. Still have a little bit more to go, but I do it with joy and happiness and with thankfulness that nothing was worse. Anyways, so I want to tell you, just be balanced physically and in everything else. And that way you heal faster, your injuries are not as bad as they could be, and your mental attitude, of course, we're going to talk about next week. That's the fourth one of this session, because then we've been around the circle. Is going to show us how we can actually improve our lives and live a happy, healthy, balanced, and a passionate life. We can do whatever we want to, and we should follow our passions. All right, so I've told you, daily exercise, being consistent, committed to it. It does not have to be an hour or 2 hours a day. Just 5 minutes here or 10 minutes there, a couple of times a day is better than nothing. Even when you're sitting in your office chair, you can do some exercises, especially also with deep breathing. And that really helps to relax. And the more relaxed you are mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, the better you are off. And you can definitely make a big difference in your life and in the lives of the ones around you. All right, so those were the major points I wanted to share with you. Please do watch the video that I just gave you about my father-in-law. You can see the equipment my husband created, produced, and put around his father so they could actually swim. And just 2 days ago, we met somebody who said, "You know, you guys were such an inspiration to me and everybody around us. Where can I get this stuff so I can start doing it with my father? He is starting to deteriorate because he doesn't get out of the assisted living." And so my husband says, "Hey, I'll see you tomorrow at the gym. I'll give you what I had for my father." So that was it. Anyhow, the gift is mentioned there. You have the link. Just click on it. It has to do with physical balance, and it's amazing. It's short, but it's to the point. Some exercises you can use. And I actually did them for myself. I always check things first before I put them up. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I enjoyed also the voice of the doctor who spoke there, which was very soothing to me. So my contact information is http://www.micklenight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT.com. My email address is dythompson@micklenight.com. My phone number 562-335-4956. And I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, balanced, and empowered. And please feel free to contact me in any way that you can with the information I gave you. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you would like me to improve. Let me know if you have any questions. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So have a very happy, healthy, balanced, and empowered day. Goodbye.